Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Clippers up 122-119. Warriors playing for basically their playoff lives right here. Butler will throw it in. They circle around a series of screens. Heald gets open cross court. Quick shot on the way. No good. Rebound Harden. Foul with 3 seconds to go.
Hey, Aries, Buddy Heald. You're listening to Willib and Dibs on 95.7, The Game.
Oh, can we address the Buddy Heald shot real quick?
Sure.
Because that got a lot of people going. Just my take. You're already in a really, really bad spot. And you have to understand that teams now are very focused. When you're up by three with just a few seconds left to go, you don't let the other team shoot a three. Because that's the only way they can tie you. Now, they did let Buddy Heald shoot a three because a play got called, and they're sort of willing to let that player get on the loose. Kawhi Leonard was in Steph Curry's shorts, and I promise you that if you found a way for Steph Curry to get the ball, they would have tackled him. Tackled him. Hugged him. Done whatever. So the whole, like, how do you not give the ball to Steph that I've heard a lot, I don't even think is possible. You're in a spot where you need to sort of take one of your other options when you're there, because the other team can just foul you and say, go ahead, take your two free throws and cut the deficit to one. And now there's 4 seconds left and we have the ball. So they'll just do that game with you until there's nothing left on the clock, unless you run a really good play to open somebody up, and that somebody has to be somebody not named Steph. Now, if you wanted someone else to shoot it, cool. You wanted someone else to shoot it. And obviously, Buddy uncorked a complete duck. So that happened. But I don't think that was that crazy of a play call by Steve Kerr. You're in a spot already by then.
Yeah. I mean, you're in a spot. There is 6 seconds left, so you don't need a three, like, desperately. You can get a quick two and foul.
Another way you could have played it. Yep.
And I'm looking at the play right now, and you have Draymond Green in the short corner, who is being guarded, which, fine, I mean, he's being guarded, but you're not going to go to him anyway. And the play you design is a cross-court overhand three. It's a long pass that Buddy catches off to his side, and then he, you know, pulls the trigger. And you're right about Steph Curry, and if you look at the replay, you've got Kawhi hugging him, and you've got Powell also there. You've got James Harden looking to help. You've got literally four Clippers who are in his area.
It's a triple hug, yeah.
Well, and Steph and Pods both set a screen to free Buddy. So the play is that Buddy goes from the near side all the way to the far side, and it's going to be a catch and shoot. And he catches it, and the throw is kind of behind him. And by the time he catches it, the defender's near him, and he shoots it. And yeah, it's an ugly duck. And for me, it was a little bit desperation. Like, if that goes in, wow, okay, we're tied. And if it doesn't, you lose.
Yeah.
So for me, it might have been more sensible to have somebody else inbound the ball and try to get Buddy on the block and see if we can't get an and one or get Buddy a layup, and then you play the foul game. 6 seconds left is a little bit tough because it's getting a little late for the foul game.
A little late for the foul game.
I get that, but for me, the long cross-court pass to Buddy Hield was not the one I was looking for.
Yeah, I get it. I think at that spot, if you can get an open three from anyone, quite frankly, you take it. That's probably your best shot, and they did, and he just executed it very poorly, and that's the way it goes. We'll go back to the phone shortly. Whatever you want to say about Warrior basketball as the regular season comes to an end, I just think yesterday was hard for two reasons. First of all, I look at stress in life as something that, like, you have to pay for later. You know, you can get through a moment, but if you got a lot of stress in your life, it's going to build up. It's probably going to get you. You're going to get pieces of your body that start falling apart or whatever later in life. Stress is not good, even if you're able to navigate through it. And so yesterday's loss is not concerning. They lost to a very good team in a high-level, like, mano-a-mano showdown that went to overtime. The outcome doesn't concern me, but it's frustrating because, A, it's going to add stress and time to your schedule because now you've got to play tomorrow night. And I also think that it's an ego slap. This team acquired Jimmy Butler and stated out loud, our goal is the six. You fell short. And now you get a label. You get a label that's not a fun label. It's called play-in team. And it has all of the minor league feel around it. There's no way around it. I mean, even like your record was only two games worse than the three-seeded Lakers, but there's nothing to do about the fact that you have to walk around, even if you get to the playoffs, even if you go play Houston and beat Houston, you're going to have people going, wow, a play-in team moving through the playoffs. You have that label. I think that's hard for fans. I think it's hard for the Warriors because it's sort of hard to have that label and also call yourselves championship contender at the same time. That's a tough putt. That's a tough putt.
Right, and you've been a play-in team three of the last four, right? Ever since the play-in tournament has been here, you've been a play-in team. You were last year, and you are this year. The year before that, you were a playoff team.
Right.
And then the year before that, I guess you were a playoff team. So maybe three of five.
Yeah, they were the three seed right. when they won the
year before that, you were a playoff team. Yeah. So, I mean, you've been a playoff team, a play-in team, rather, more than you've been a playoff team since they actually had
that. But I think only three players on this roster were on those first edition play-in teams. I think it's just Draymond, Steph, and Looney. I think that's it.
Right.
Everybody obviously was in the experience last year, but that's a very different one. You were not at the top of the bracket. You're at the bottom of the bracket. You're playing road games. You got housed. You weren't very good. We know the story.
Right.
This year, I think it's different. I'm certainly hoping it's different.
I mean, it should be. Yeah. You're two wins better than you were last year, right?
Right.
Last year, you were 46 and you were the 10 seed. This year, you're 48 and you're the 7 seed. And should you have beaten San Antonio? Yeah, you should have. Should you have beaten Utah the night of the trade deadline? Yeah, you should have.
Exactly.
I mean, could you look at four other games that you kicked away and you didn't win?
But don't you feel all the teams probably could point to four games on their schedule where that was stupid?
But if you're talking about a team that has this pedigree and this, you know, and Draymond Green's talking about how, you know, we're going to win the title. Okay, now you're going to have to win the title out of the play-in and be a team that the first one to ever do it. As a 7 seed, no team has ever won the title outside of the 6 seed,
correct,
which was Houston when they did that. So if you're going to fulfill that prophecy, that big talker Betty Crocker at the All-Star game, well, now you have to do it out of the 7 seed. And it's because you gave it away against Utah because you all were, you know, feeling some type of way about the trade. And then you gave it away against San Antonio because you couldn't close that one out.
I mean, why stop there? There were a bunch.
Right. But, what are we talking about then?
Well, I mean, that's the way an NBA schedule plays out. I mean, the Los Angeles Lakers were up by 6 with 9 seconds left to go in Chicago a couple of weeks ago. They found a way to lose the basketball game. You know, so you're going to always have those. I hear you.
But they still found a way to be the 3 seed.
They did. And so that's where, but I think those two labels are hard to put in the same sentence. Play-in team, championship contender. I think it's hard. And so there's like, I'm not saying you can't do it. You're allowed to. And if they win tomorrow night, they, you know, you can say, even though they came out of the play-in tournament, it's like, whatever, who cares? They get 4 days off, and now they're a playoff team. And they get to go play Houston, which is a better spot for them than L.A.
For sure.
In my opinion.
I agree.
So this could absolutely have a silver lining to it. And I could not remove that from my thinking yesterday, even though I wanted to. I was at the game. I watched the game. I wanted the Warriors to win. But every time they fell down by 3 or 4 points, I went, like, play the percentages is probably better if they lose. And I walked to my car feeling that way. Now, that could all get blown up with an awful performance tomorrow night. But if they win tomorrow night, I will then, in the safe house, contend that that was a better way. That ended up being a lucky break, in a way, that they won it on Tuesday instead of Sunday. But you got to go do it first, and so that's terrifying and stressful.
If they win tomorrow, would you predict that they would beat Houston in that series? Okay.
Yes.
If they lose tomorrow and win Friday, would you predict that they would beat OKC?
No. Okay. If they lose tomorrow night, I will predict their downfall immediately.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't want it.
Nobody wants it.
And I am often wrong. So it's nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
But my spin on this week, you gots to win tomorrow night. There is no, and I think that they've got to go to the arena thinking that. And I'm sure they will. Don't go in there thinking about Friday. You can't go in there, you know what I mean? That's like the Warriors on the road in a game 6 situation. You don't go into that game like, well, we got game 7 back at home if we lose that. No, here, now, win, move.
Yep.
That's it. And so that's the way I look at tomorrow night. Let's go to Tyler in Richmond. Hey, Tyler, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I was at the game Sunday.
Yeah.
Going tomorrow, too. So just want to touch on a couple things, how I'm feeling, whatever. Going in, you were talking about how fired up it was. To be honest, I took the ferry over from Alameda. Man, it was packed the whole way in.
Yep.
I was like, okay, this is a vibe. And it was. Overall, the game, I have to say, you watch the stats up above off of the display. I mean, it's pretty much both teams shot the ball well. I mean, obviously in the end, big part of the loss was rebounds. We know that. Zubac had, 17? And they all know it, the loose ball problems, all of it. I don't know. But really, Curry not showing up in the first half and then 8 turnovers and the rest of it. Okay. Jimmy picked it up. There was a point there, man, when it was ramping up and they went up 12. That was like one of the best defensive periods I've seen this year. Stripping balls.
Yes.
I don't know. There was like 3 steals. It was incredible. We were so fired up. It was like, okay, let's put this away. And rotations come in, whoever we want to call that on, whatever it was, either the playing or the coaching, started to fall apart. And, you know, it came down to the wire. That's fine. I'm going to go half full, half empty, half full here, because reality, what you were just talking about, I'm feeling a little better, to be honest. They take care of tomorrow. Rockets over Lakers, I'll take that. An experience. Udoka's hardcore, obviously, from that last game. I mean, you know, he'll do everything. We'll know what game he'll play. But overall, you know, like Dunleavy was talking, it's 3 home games, man. You know, that was a hell of a game.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
NBA period. Like, that's what they wanted to see last night. It's just it didn't go our way.
Yeah, but, yeah, for hey, sure. It's not three games, though, anymore. Tyler, thanks so much. Now it's two games.
Yeah.
And I don't look at it as two games.
It's one game.
It's one game.
Yep.
It's one game, and you have to go win it. But that's a good breakdown. We haven't talked much about the rebounding as of yet. Look, if you know this matchup between the Warriors and Clippers, you knew going in they're going to get out-rebounded. Zubats is a problem for the Warriors.
Oh, yeah?
He just is. He's a problem for the Warriors, and people always get frustrated when the Warriors get out-rebounded, and we go, damn it, their size. And then I look at it, and I go, yeah, but, like, did you notice that they win, and they win, and they win, and they win a lot of basketball games? They're a really good team right now. The Clippers are, too. The Clippers are a tough matchup. The rebounding thing is scary if they do end up playing the Houston Rockets. That is a little frightening, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the Lakers, that presents a completely different problem. And I know the big thing you and I have talked about recently with the Lakers is the whistle and the way that those players play and the brand and just the size of all of that. So look, both of these series, if either were to happen, would have been hard. And now one of them's off the table. They're both going to be hard. They're both going to be really frustrating. Like, I look at it as a fan experience. You know, you're either going to be dealing with Luka and the palms up and LeBron and the damn whistle, or you're going to be dealing with Dylan Brooks and Udoka over there yelling at Steph Curry and Van Vliet, who won a title against the Warriors once before. And just, like, it's going to be frustrating, but I give the Warriors a better chance to beat Houston than the Lakers out of the gate.
Yep, for sure. And I do think that if you want to play the conspiracy angle, if the league is looking at a Warrior 2-7 Houston matchup and a Laker 3-6 matchup, the idea of the Lakers and the Warriors in that next round.
Round two.
Yeah, I do think that the league, if they had their pick of all the matchups they could possibly get, that would be the one. So if you're somebody who believes in the conspiracy and the whistle maybe leaning one way or the other, that would be one that you would look at and think, you know, the league probably wants the Lakers and the Warriors to match up, like you said last week.
At some point, yeah.
Well, not only at some point, but in the conference semis, yep. For sure.
I think what the scenario you're talking about is actually, if the league were going to sit down with a pen, this is what they would do, is that the Warriors and Lakers would play in round two and understand that the winner gets OKC. That's how they want the Western Conference to play out. OKC is a 68-win team, and they very much should go to the conference finals. We'll see if they're able to actually hold up their end of the bargain. But that's the TV thing. Get the Lakers and Warriors together and then play for the right to go see if they can take down the one seed and come out of the West. And that's very much on the table now, provided that the Warriors win tomorrow night. And then everybody's got to do their thing. And I think all of these series are going to be hard. I don't think the Warriors definitely beat Houston. I don't even think the Lakers definitely beat Minnesota.
No.
I think that's hard. I do think that the Clippers will beat Denver. And I think that the Clippers in round two for Oklahoma City, if that were to happen, I think that's going to be really, really hard for the Thunder. The only freebie I see as possible is if the Thunder do get either Memphis, Sacramento, or Dallas. That Those don't feel threatening to me.
No, should be easy.
Yeah.
Should be easy for them.
I think those are five-game series or less.
Yeah, and if you do wind up losing tomorrow and you think about being the eight, you have to look at the full list of eight seeds who've ever beat the one seed, and there's only six teams who've ever done that.
I know one of them.
Yep. Which one?
They have a nickname. They're called We Believe.
Yeah, they beat the Mavericks in six, and that Maverick team, they won 67 that year.
Yep.
And you remember the Dikembe Mutombo moment where he's hugging the basketball on the floor?
Oh, right. That was when you only needed to win three games.
Correct.
Five-game series.
Denver over the Rainmaker and GP1 in Seattle in 94.
I do remember that.
The Knicks, yes, they beat the Heat in 99 in five, and then they went to the finals and lost. And then Memphis over the Spurs, Philly over Chicago, and then Miami, Jimmy Buckets. Just a couple years ago, they beat Miami in five. When they went from the play-in all the way to the NBA Finals.
It was on Miami.
Yes.
You said they beat Miami.
No, they beat Milwaukee.
Milwaukee,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Sushi Steve. Hey, Steve, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
Yo.
So my concern, and if this is premature and you guys don't want to take this call, just let me know.
No, dude.
But I just can't.
Open table.
Okay, so I can't get this out of my head, you know, like, I watch every single game, every single minute. I see coming off like at the end, like, Kerr's made his decision, and I don't see that changing. I mean, like, Kerr did say that, you know, and we've seen this in the playoffs, you know, if we're facing this.
No, we can't do it anymore. I'm going to put him on hold. See if I want to hear, like, Steve has got this big buildup for a point that we can't hear and he hasn't made yet. I think he wants to talk about Jonathan Kuminga, but see if we can get Steve to a better spot. Let's go to Coach Hall in San Diego. Hey, Coach. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, guys? Appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, man.
Real quick, I think the Timberwolves are going to upset the Lakers, and if all pans out well, I think we end up seeing the Clippers again in the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, wow.
But, yes. Yeah, I think that's how it's laying out to me. But yesterday's loss is on our big three, and by that I mean Kerr, Curry, and Draymond. Draymond is pissing me off by not looking at the rim, holding the ball at the top of the key, waiting on Steph to come off 15 million screens when we all know what he's doing, and then turns it over. And then Steph with the eight turnovers. I mean, four of those was on him. You know, it wasn't even what the defense was doing. And then I don't know why Kerr went away from Moody. Moody was clamping boys yesterday.
Yeah.
I know he got in the foul trouble, shooting slump, but his hands, his steals, his on-ball defense, if you're not even going to give Kuminga six fouls, at least play Moody, because I just don't think GP2's lateral movement is where it needs to be right now. So if you just play the dogs, man. Kawhi played 49 minutes yesterday or something like that. He should never play more minutes than Steph. So I just hope Kerr sticks to the dogs, play to win the game, in the illustrious words of Herm Edwards.
Appreciate
you taking my call.
Coach, it's a good call. I would have loved to see more Moses Moody down the stretch as well. I absolutely would have. I understand where the Warriors were at. I think there were some loose balls earlier in the game, one in particular that I think Draymond and Coach Kerr both thought that Moody should have gone for. So there were, I don't know if it was, you know, a hustle question or whatever, but it angered them. And so I don't think that he was holding it over his head or anything, but down the stretch, he chose to go with Gary Payton. And I'm kind of with you, Coach Hall, that right now, like, dude, that first half defense for Moses Moody was inspirational. Dude, there was a moment, like, there was a stretch of game where I'm like, they are playing incredible defense right now, and it was led by him.
Yeah, blocks and steals. He had, I think, two blocks and
three steals.
Or three blocks and two steals, and he was, like, filling up the stat sheet. And then in the second half, he played 12 minutes, and he took no shots. He had no rebounds. He had one assist. He committed three fouls, and that was about it.
Yeah.
So,
you got to get his shot going, man. They got to get his shot going.
Yeah, it's been a while now.
It's been a while, I know.
It's been, you know, probably, what, 10 games of the three not dropping.
He just needs to see one go in.
He does, and then you look late in that game, and, you know, GP2 didn't look to score, and Draymond Green, coach is right. He's, like, standing there waiting for somebody to throw to, and Steph is running around all crazy, and your offense was basically Steph, save us, or nothing.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, Jimmy Butler was fantastic, I thought, in this game. I thought Jimmy Butler was really good.
Yeah, I'm saying
really
late
good.
In the fourth.
Yeah, there was a stretch. Like, when they went up 111-107, I don't think there were many problems until then. And then something hit a wall. It hit a wall. They got sloppy. They turned the ball over. They lost the basketball game. So I'm not disagreeing with anybody who's focused on those things. But I'm not going to take this down the road of the Warriors didn't play well yesterday. They did. The Warriors and Clippers played a freaking hell of a basketball game. And things left them at the wrong time. You know, you go up by four with a minute 45 to go in your own building. You should not be scrambling at the end hoping somebody misses a shot so you can go to overtime. I'm not saying that the game's over when you're up four, minute 45, but you should be the one that kind of needs to be caught, not you playing from behind, which is the way it ended up in the end.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.